In case you've been living under a rock over the course of the past 24 to 48 hours here, a new general manager, Sashi Brown, out, John Dorsey in, and here to talk Browns with us is the beat reporter for the Browns at the Chronicle-Telegram. And make sure you check out his work as well at brownszone.com, Scott Petrek. Scott, thank you as always for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
So far, so good. And I would imagine this has been a pretty busy past couple of days for you, going from the firing yesterday to the hiring today. Scott, I was all prepared when we scheduled the interview yesterday to ask you about the timing of the firing of Sashi Brown. Then I got my answer at 11 o'clock this morning at the press conference. So speaking of the press conference, what were your biggest takeaways from today's presser introducing the new general manager, John Dorsey?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that you wind up trying to digest, and it gets touched on one of those news conferences. You know, I mean, one of the things that stood out is, what a football guy, and that, you know, in quotation marks, a football guy, John Dorsey is. And, you know, that doesn't mean he'll be a great general manager. It just means he's not Sashi Brown. You know, I wrote yesterday, it's kind of the anti-Sashi Brown. And I think that's what Jimmy Haslam decided was necessary. He looked at the losses over the last 2 years. He looked at the lack of talent and, frankly, the talent evaluation of Sashi Brown and determined it wasn't going to cut it. And therefore, he went to a traditional football guy, and that's what John Dorsey is. He played linebacker. He's a special teamer. He rose to the ranks with the Packers personnel department and then became a general manager with the Chiefs and was successful. So I think Jimmy Haslam, because he's made so many mistakes in hiring people in the past, wanted someone with a resume he could trust. And John Dorsey had what he was looking for.
Got to ask you about the timing of this still. I mean, boy, there are some reports that state that this process, this interviewing process, had been going on over the course of the last 5 weeks. Boy, and that gets me to thinking that if these discussions had been going on with candidates going back about 5 weeks, do you get the sense that ownership just simply ran out of patience with Sashi Brown going all the way back to that A.J. McCarron botched trade?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Jimmy Haslam said it has been about 5 or 6 weeks since they started the process. And they said, he said the process began by saying to Sashi, we need to add a football guy. It didn't mean Sashi was going to be out, but it meant they were going to add a football presence or someone with a, you know, football background. And then after going through interviews and talking to people, Jimmy Haslam decided that he wanted to replace Sashi Brown, you know, with a football guy, and then it wound up being John Dorsey. Jimmy swears and insists that it wasn't the A.J. McCarron thing. He said it had zero to do with firing Sashi Brown. He said even blame me because I was asking too many questions at the last minute and we didn't get it done in time. So, you know, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know how much the McCarron trade or lack of the McCarron trade affected Sashi Brown's position with the team. But I can say this. When you look at all the quarterback moves that did and didn't get done under Sashi Brown's less than 2 years, to me, that's the reason, that's the chief reason he's out of work.
Scott, I know that Hugh Jackson spoke with the media as well a little earlier today, too, to get his thoughts on the hiring. Was he involved in any way in kind of helping and saying, yeah, this sounds like it'd be a good idea?
Not really. He said Jimmy hasn't kept him in the loop, you know, gave him some updates. But no, you know, he did not know John Dorsey. He did not advocate for John Dorsey. Now, they've talked several times in the last 2 days. You know, they both believe that they have similar backgrounds, and they're both, you know, football lifers, and that they'll be suited to work well together, and that they agree on basic football things and how to build teams, and, you know, that they believe in finding the coach, the kind of player he's looking for. All the things that are necessary but might have been lacking with Sashi Brown in control. But no, he did not. It's not like this is Hugh Jackson's guy. They're kind of independent. And while that can work, I think it's safe to wonder if that will be a problem down the road. If there's going to be conflict just because they don't have the shared background or shared history.
We're talking with Scott Petrek, Browns beat reporter at the Chronicle-Telegram. Make sure you check out Scott's work at brownszone.com as well to get the latest on what all has transpired over the course of the last 48 hours, and it is a ton in the world of the Cleveland Browns. I'm not sure how much you've had a chance to interact with the players over the course of the last 24 to 48 hours as well, but if you've heard from these guys, what kinds of things are they saying about the change up top? You'd like to think that if you're a pro's pro, this is the kind of thing that wouldn't affect you much, but what I consider asking that question is that this is a really, really young team, and you got to think that that's the kind of change that could impact them in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, we talked to, you know, I mean, I talked to, I don't know, 8 guys over the last 2 days about it, and the prevailing thought is that's above my pay grade. I don't have a lot of daily interaction with Sashi Brown, so I'm not sure how much it affects me. I like Sashi when I talk to him, that kind of thing. I think the lasting impact is that Hugh Jackson is going to be around. Definitely for next year, Jimmy has some hopes for the long, you know, for a long time, is what he said. And I think guys take a sense of comfort in their coach is going to be back. And, you know, they're 0-12. Jimmy said even if they go 0-16, Hugh's coming back. So not that these guys should relax at all, but I think they feel, well, good. We're not going to have to go through a new system change next year. We're not going to have to learn a new position coach, a new coordinator. All those things that we've seen time and time again with the Browns, at least Jimmy's found some kind of continuity and stability, and I think that's what he wanted. I think for all the changeover he's had, he's been desperate for some stability, and he feels like keeping Q and assuming the coaching staff is one part of continuity, and then maybe that can lead to actually a quicker turnaround, obviously, than if they blew up everything and you're starting from scratch.
I want to stick with that for just a second because you were definitely onto something there that I want to touch up on. I think there's a major, major difference, even though these two phrases do get commonly confused. There's a major difference between comfortability and complacency. I think there's something to be said for knowing who the coach is going to be during the offseason over the last 4 or 5 games here of this season as well. Knowing that the players don't necessarily answer to the general manager, they more or less directly report to the head coach. And I think you're right. As a player, knowing that you will know who to report to makes a big, big difference. Now, I have to throw this out there as well, Scott. I'm a huge, huge Packers fan. Full disclosure, I'm nervous about Sunday. I'm real nervous about Sunday. And I was nervous about Sunday even before all of this went down yesterday with Sashi Brown. But now I'm really nervous because I feel like as a player, these guys are going into this thing with a little bit more confidence. And as you stated, as a player, knowing that Hugh Jackson is still the guy you're going to report to and you can squash any idea that he's going to get fired before season's end, you have to think that as a player, you're going into this with a lot more comfortability.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think you're going to be okay Sunday. I think the Packers will win. But I think it's going to be close, and I always thought it was going to be close. I'm really interested to find out if this shakeup just changes the dynamic, changes the vibe inside the building, on the field on Sunday. I think that's an unknown that won't play out until Sunday. And if they win Sunday, it's not necessarily because Sashi got fired and John Dorsey came in or any of that. I just think it provides a chance for some kind of spark, some kind of new energy. John Dorsey met with the team briefly today and said, you know, I played for the Packers, go beat the Packers. You know, kind of gave a little bit of a pep talk. So, you know, I think that could translate. And I do think it is important to the players that they know Hugh Jackson coming back because they respect Hugh Jackson and they've played hard for him and they like him. And that's not the end-all be-all, but it is something. And, you know, when you're 0-12 and trying to grasp onto anything, that's something that they can hold on to.
Scott, John Dorsey, we've heard a lot of obviously positive about him, 43-21 with the Kansas City Chiefs as their general manager, but at some point the Chiefs, and 3 postseason runs as well, but at some point the Chiefs decided to part ways with him. What was that about?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of a mystery. It was a surprise move in June, which is an unusual time to change general managers. John got asked about it today and said, I thought a lot about it, and then said, I really don't know what happened. You know, and that may or may not be completely accurate or forthcoming. But Jimmy Haslam said he did a ton of research, vetted it, is comfortable with John Dorsey. And the bottom line is, Jimmy was looking for a football guy with a scouting background who could pick talent. And he believes John Dorsey has that. John Dorsey proved that with the Chiefs, and John Dorsey called it a top five roster talent-wise in the league that he built there. And coming off the Sashi Brown experiment, this is what Jimmy Haslam was looking for. So, you know, Kansas City Star had reported that there were some poor communication skills and management skills. And even if that's accurate, and even if John hasn't learned from that, I think Jimmy would be okay living with those shortcomings if he's got a guy that can identify talent, because that's what's been missing.
Sure, and you have to believe that, look, anything is an improvement over what we have witnessed over the course of the last season and three quarters. There's no question about that. Scott, we'll cut you loose on this. I'm not sure if you've noticed this, but I wanted to throw this your way because you've been at all these press conferences. Have you noticed the difference in Hugh over the last day and change? Boy, just the verbiage in some of those press conferences, it seems like he's an awful lot more confident now than he was when Sashi was the GM.
Well, I tell you, I think it's been interesting. I thought there was a change, and I don't know if it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. At some point in the last month, I felt that Hugh Jackson was talking like a guy who believed he was coming back in 2018. And I questioned if that confidence was delusional, because we all know what his record is.
Mm-hmm.
He was right, you know, and he's talked to Jimmy Haslam, and he always said he had Haslam's support, and it turned out that he was right. It has them sided with you in this power struggle. So I think in the last 2 days, what you've seen is Hugh trying not to gloat over the fact that he won the power struggle, trying to give deference to Sashi as a hard worker and a guy who wanted the best for the Browns, while knowing he's got a guy he's more comfortable with. They're both, you know, again, football guys with football backgrounds, football lifers, and you don't have that heavy burden or heavy reliance on analytics. So Hugh can relate to John Dorsey better than he could relate to Sashi Brown, and I think that gives Hugh the comfort level he's been looking for these last couple of years.
Very good stuff as always, Scott. We always appreciate the time. I know especially right now you are absolutely slammed, so thank you again so much for stopping by and giving us the inside scoop on what's happening with the Browns. And you'll be in the press box, so you'll be nice and warm on Sunday. I'm going to be out there freezing cold on Sunday, but I'll enjoy it.
You got it, guys. It's not that warm in the front row of the press box. Your feet get cold.
I'll keep that in mind. Thanks again, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
Scott Petrek, Browns beat reporter for the Chronicle-Telegram. Make sure you check out Scott's work as well at brownszone.com. Scott's got all the latest on the ongoing Browns situation with a brand-new general manager and what seems like a renewed sense of optimism as well.